Good evening, everybody. This is Elson Elders Jr. with the National Guild of Hypnotists convention, pre-convention teleseminars. And tonight, we're going to be talking to Cal Banyan, and he's going to be doing a fascinating pre-convention course with us and post-convention, all about advanced hypnotism. It's a certification course with 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. And it's and the subtitle for the course is How to Use Convincers, Age Regression, Forgiveness, and Mediation Work Together and Become a what he calls a, what do you call it, Cal? A
one percenter.
Say it again?
A one percenter.
A one percenter. I want to find out a little more about what that's all about as we get into the call. Before we get started, I want everyone that's here to know that you can get your continuing education units after the call by going to nghmember.com/CEU, and that'll take you to a place you can leave the information about exactly what was the highlight of tonight's call. What really stood out that you care about? Who else just joined us as I'm hearing
Teresa,
too?
Yeah, Teresa in Little Rock.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello. How are you this evening?
Terrific. Good to have you.
I had to jump on the website to get the number.
Well, I'm glad you got here. Okay, Cal?
Well, first, Elson, on behalf of myself to the entire NGH, thank you for doing this wonderful teleseminar program. It's really great. I know I've listened to some of the other recorded teleseminars. It's really a great way to, you know, get some nuggets of information real fast that you can use right away and also use it as kind of an appetizer for some of those great convention workshops.
Well, that is certainly a goal. I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone out for the moment, except for those who are going to be helping us out a little bit later. So let's do that.
The conference is in lecture mode.
And, Cal, I need to ask you this question for everyone that's on the line. Because we've heard you talk about 5-path and 7-path. And let's start at the top. What is 5-path? And how and why was it developed?
Thank you. What a great question. 5-path, first of all, get your pencils ready. It stands for 5-phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis.
Whoa, do that again.
5-phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. And so it's a, what it is about is when I got into this profession, I'm just kind of a maniac about logic and reliability, and I read this book. It was a business book called The E-Myth. And it was really about what made some businesses successful as opposed to others. And in our case, we'd call it a practice. But in that book, it said something very important. It said, to be successful in your business, you need to set it up as if it was a franchise. And what they went on to explain is you have to set a level of quality that you can reach every time. And as I was studying, I'm a very good student. I was studying all these different systems of hypnosis and all these different techniques, and I had opened my center, and clients would come in, and I would think, oh, my, what am I going to do with this client? Should I do direct suggestion, or should I do age regression, or should I do parts therapy, or should I do visualization? And what I was lacking was that quality and consistency. So I continued to do research, and I continued to study the masters, like Jerry Kine, like, Charles Tebbets. I've got him here on my lamp, on my desk, and a number of other masters in the business, and found out what they did that worked. I tried it and came up with a system. And what 5-path really is it's a system to help you have a reliable structure that will help you develop your skills, build your confidence, increase your success, and success means more referrals. And so that's what 5-path is about. It integrates in a systematic way some of the most powerful techniques available to the hypnotherapist today.
Now, that explains why it was developed quite clearly. Can you give us a little more about how it was developed? Oh. You took from the masters you had.
Okay. What we did is I started off as a lone hypnotherapist, and then I started hiring on other hypnotherapists at our center. And I put this system together, and as I was looking at, particularly my background is in talk therapy, and I realized from my experience as a talk therapist, something that's a little bit different from a lot of people in hypnosis is the importance of emotion. And I fell in love with this idea of age regression using affect bridge. And what I found out was that age regression was going to be the nucleus of the program, but then I found out that not everybody was going into a depth of hypnosis such that they could get and do age regression. And so we came up with a preparatory phase, and then we have the hypnosis, and then what do we have after that? It developed into these different phases, with the phase one being a preparatory phase, phase two being the age regression phase, phase three being a particular kind of parts therapy called forgiveness of others, phase four being forgiveness of self, which is a parts therapy also, and then a special kind of parts therapy called parts mediation therapy. And what we found out as we developed this system is that we got the reliability. So we just kept building on trying, and we've seen thousands and thousands of hours worth of clients. And what I wanted to do was have a system that was easily trained, easily supervised, and easily evaluated. So when I got something down that worked, then I could teach it to our hypnotherapists, and I found out that it wasn't just working for me, it was working for them. And then we went on to training hypnotherapists from all over the world.
That's so clear. I'm going to, before we go on, let me tell everyone that's on the line, if you could press *6, that'll mute all your lines out too. I think somebody's probably taking vigorous notes on their computer, so that's coming through. And if you all hit *6 at your end, we won't hear the other.
And then how do we unmute later if we need to?
And yes, of course. And then hitting *6 again? We'll unmute it again, okay? Here we are.
Beautiful.
All right. I'd like some more information about something I've heard you talk about, which is why do five-pathers use convincers in their hypnotherapy sessions?
That's such a good question. One of the main challenges that hypnotists have today is that when they get done with the hypnosis, or even during the hypnosis, the clients don't believe that they're hypnotized. And if you can demonstrate to your client that he or she is in hypnosis, this is part of that phase one, that preparatory phase. What you want to do is when the client comes in, we want to, of course, do a pre-talk and these kinds of things to prepare them. But once the hypnosis is started and we know that they're in hypnosis, what we want to do is demonstrate to the client that they're in hypnosis, and then what happens is they become more compliant, they become more confident, and they become more suggestible. This is one of the best ways to deepen a subject is to demonstrate to them that they are in hypnosis. So what this does, most of our clients that come in to see us are depressed about the issue that they came in to see us about. They're depressed about their inability to stop smoking. Now, I'm not talking about clinical depression, but they're just feeling depressed about this issue. And when they come in and we can demonstrate to them that they made a good choice when they chose us and when they chose hypnosis by simply doing a convincer. And we're talking about convincers. Everybody might not know what that is. To do a convincer right, and this is something you guys can take home tonight, study, and use tomorrow in session. What you do is you hypnotize the client. Now, of course, every time you hypnotize a client, you need to be aware of what level of hypnosis you're going for. We should be going for somnambulism. We want to somnambulize our clients. Once we've got somnambulism, then we want to use a covert test for somnambulism. That way, if they hadn't reached the depth that we wanted, they wouldn't know if they failed, you see.
Yeah, let me stop you right there.
Okay.
And let's make sure, I know most of the people on the call know what we're talking about when you say somnambulism and what you're talking about when you say covert. But let's make sure everybody knows. Explain the meaning of the word somnambulism.
That's easy for me to say. Okay, somnambulism is a deep state of hypnosis. If you use the Harry Aaron scale of hypnosis, there's six levels. There's stage 1, 2, and 3, which are the light and medium stages. There's stage 4, which I call the threshold of somnambulism. And then 5 is full somnambulism. And level 6 is profound somnambulism. And somnambulism can be defined as the ability to hallucinate or experience amnesia by suggestion. And these are the levels we most want to work at because they will enable us to do things like age regression, parts therapy, and whenever someone is deeper in hypnosis, that means they are more suggestible. By covert, I mean covered up. It's kind of like not obvious. So if I do a covert test on someone, then they don't know I'm testing. And then once I've done a covert test for like somnambulism, then I can do an overt test, meaning a test that they would know that I'm giving them, for a light stage of hypnosis, something as simple as eye lock, eye catalepsy. And then something magical happens. When they can't open their eyes, because we said your eyes are locked down, glued shut, zip tight, then they are sold on hypnosis. They are convinced. They go into an even deeper state, and when their friend asks them, did you get hypnotized? They'll say, yes, I did. And their friend will say, how do you know? And they'll share that experience. And then if their friend ever wants to get hypnotized, they'll want to be hypnotized by you.
All right. You've just been talking about age regression. So let's sidebar right over to there. How and why is age regression integrated into Five Paths?
Because age regression is the royal high road of all hypnotherapeutic approaches, in my opinion, because what we're going to be able to do, and I particularly advocate what's called affect bridge, which means you bring up the emotion and you use it as a bridge to the past, and we're going to follow those feelings back. For example, if they have a fear of snakes, we bring up that feeling and we follow it back. We follow it back until we uncover what's called the initial sensitizing event. Then we can use insight to neutralize that event, and what happens is we stop the problem at the beginning of the situation through a situation that's called insight, and whenever someone changes through insight, something amazing happens, and that is they become hyper-suggestible. What happens is when someone changes because of insight, the subconscious mind goes into a state of reorganization and is hyper-suggestible for suggestions that are consistent with the insight. So then we go back, we take them to the event that started the fear of snakes, and we collapse whatever it was that caused them to start the fear, then they're no longer afraid of snakes, and we can give them the suggestions that they are now going to be like everybody else around snakes, fearless of those that are not dangerous in any way, and so on.
That's almost magical, then.
It is. It's once you've done it, I tell you, you're going to be sold. I just got handed a note, and it says one of the guests that I was trying to get on says that the line is busy.
Okay. Make sure they're trying the right number to begin with.
Okay.
Like, make sure it's 435-871. It was misprinted as 971. 435-871.
This is one of the people from my group. So
that is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So 435-871-6055. Rather than the number which apparently got printed. I was just looking at the website, and it says 435-971. It should have said 871. So make sure they're trying 435-871-6055. And if it's busy, keep trying because it will open up.
Okay. Good. All right. We're set then.
All right. Now, I've heard you say when somebody conducts an age regression session, there are five questions that should be asked during each event which is visited. What are they, and why are they so essential?
Well, I'll tell you, some people who do age regression, if they're not adequately trained, they just wind up winging it, you know? And what they need to do is they need to have the structure. These are the five questions. Let's say you've got someone and they've got test anxiety. You put them in hypnosis, take them to somnambulism. You bring up the feelings they get whenever they are around a test-taking situation. You say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way. And then when they're there, you want to ask the essential five questions. You want to ask, of course, what's happening. This is, they're going to talk about their subjective reality, what they're perceiving. Then you want to know what they're thinking. Then they're going to tell you about the cognitive component. Then you want to ask, what are you feeling? This is the emotional component. And you see, their subjective reality, what they're perceiving, leads to their thoughts, the cognitive component, which leads to the emotional component. So it's very logical. Then we ask them, how old are you? This lets us know when it occurred. And then the big one, is this feeling familiar or new? If it is familiar, we have ground then to indicate that they follow the feeling back, and that way we're not leading our clients.
That's really important in terms of not leading them, isn't it?
That's it, because what we want to do is make sure that the people that are doing this work are properly trained and know what they're doing in a professional way.
Okay, I've heard that five pathers don't focus on behaviors, as let's say being patterns or habits, as much as they focus on how emotions cause behaviors, even self-defeating behaviors. So why is that so? And I guess, why is it important to the hypnotist?
What's happened is so many people will do direct suggestion and visualization. They're just trying to establish new patterns in the mind. And it's on the level of changing habit. But the problem is, as I explain in my book, The Secret Language of Feelings, which, by the way, I learned the secret language of feelings by doing age regression, is that what's really happening, if they're unable to change the behavior on their own, or if simple direct suggestion doesn't work, is there is a strong emotional component behind the behavior. What's happening is they are feeling some kind of emotional discomfort. They might be sad, they might be lonely, they might be anxious, or even just bored. And if that emotional pain is driving them to distraction, this causes the too much behaviors that I talk about in the course. Eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much, all these too much behaviors, even working too much or exercising too much. What happens is we need to go in, find those emotions, neutralize them at the cause, and then what happens is you get back control in your life, that strong urge, that drive to smoke when you don't want to smoke, gamble when you know it's not the right thing to do, when you're losing your house or your car, you get control back. You go into a state of being in control of your life and your behaviors. It goes beyond just simple patterns of habit.
Interesting. I've got your materials here that I'm looking at, and as I'm reading that five pathers use part therapy as part of the process. So why is part therapy so important, and what kind of part therapy are you using in five paths?
Thank you. You know what? You can tell that I'm sold on age regression, but age regression is not the end all to everything. You know, we're multidimensional creatures, and age regression is primarily about fear. Fears from the past and other emotions that are being generated from erroneous perceptions from the past. But age regression is not the best way to deal with emotions that are valid. If you have a valid anger from the past, doing age regression, all it's going to do is confirm that you have every right in the world to be angry if it's a valid reason. So now what are you going to do? You have a valid right to be angry about something that happened in the past. Go ahead. You've got every right to be angry. You've got righteous anger going on. But guess what? You're eating too much, drinking too much, smoking too much because of your anger. A special kind of forgiveness therapy. And I want to credit Jerry Kine with this. He's the first one I know of to integrate forgiveness therapy into age regression type process. And he calls it chair therapy. I call it forgiveness of others therapy, and do it kind of like a Fritz Perls kind of situation. If you have a psychological background, that's important. But if you don't, it's not. What we do is we're going to take the person and let them go into a kind of a parts type situation, and they're going to project the person, the offender who hurt them. It's what they believe that that offender is. It's their reflection of their beliefs about that offender, and then they're going to work in a somnambulistic state. They're going to hallucinate being with the person that hurt them, and then the skilled hypnotherapist, using techniques like I give in class, like the 10 keys to forgiveness, and make any SOB, some other body, I think that stands for, forgivable, you see? And then when you get rid of that anger, even though it's valid anger, you go into a state of peace and in control, and you stop doing those kinds of things. This is also true. That's phase three. Phase four of five path, five-phase aberrative therapeutic hypnosis, is forgiveness of self. And we psychically divide the person into two parts. One is the part of them that they hold responsible for making all the errors in their life. And so this has to do with anger at the self and guilt. And going through a process, you work it out between the two parts, the self and what we will call the mistake-making part, and have that forgiveness completed. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people out there drinking themselves to death or smoking themselves to death because they feel guilty or have self-anger about something in the past. And so age regression alone is not sufficient. Now, one last thing. In phase five, there's an issue that befuddles so many psychologists, counselors, and hypnotherapists, and it's called secondary gain. And that is the first four phases deal with primary gain. Primary gain means why it started. Secondary gain means, you know what, after they've been doing this problem for a while, sometimes there's some benefits to that. Sometimes there's a benefit to being the alcoholic in the family or to having back pain. And if that's so, then dealing with the primary gain will not be sufficient to overcome the problem completely. So if we identify that there is secondary gain, then we will go into parts mediation therapy, which is really interesting. What we do is we divide the individual in two parts. One part is the one that wants to change, and the other part is the one that wants to continue in the old behavior. Then what we're going to do is we're going to take a standard mediation process, the same mediation they use in labor disputes, the same mediation process they use between two countries that are having trouble or a family that's in trouble. There's a stepwise process. It's really pretty simple. And we apply it to these two sides, and we eliminate the secondary gain. They become suggestible once again, and then we can free them from the behavior.
I'm listening to the dividing word, you know? And that just, it sounds fascinating, you see, even how you approach that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're really sort of dealing with, almost sounds like multiple personalities. Is that what it is, or is it different than that?
Well, no. You know, how many times have we said, on one hand, I'd like to have dessert, and on one hand, I'd like to not gain the weight. On one hand, I'd like to take the weekend off, but on the other hand, I know I should study. You know, we have these different parts of us, aspects of ourselves, that look at things differently. It makes sense when we look at the human brain. It has two lobes. It has two spheres, separate lobes, and different parts of our brain have different interests that they're trying to fulfill. So it's perfectly normal and healthy for us to have this kind of multifaceted way of looking at our lives and fulfilling our needs.
Excellent way to look at that. Okay, so five path is a systematized approach. So tell me more about why the techniques are used in the specific order you've designed. How does, consistently being one kind of therapy coming along before another bring about the superior results I'm hearing you talking about?
When you sit there as a therapist and you know what you're going to do next, in each phase, you can set yourself up, plant suggestions for success in the next phase. For example, some people who love age regression will say, well, I can't age regress everyone. That's because they didn't take the time to do phase one to convince the client and ensure somnambulism and that kind of thing. What we do is each phase does what needs to be done to help increase the probability of success in the subsequent phases. In addition to that, because you're focusing on these three or four primary, most powerful techniques, you get good at them. To do age regression, and if you do it with every client, guess what? You're going to become a very excellent age regression hypnotherapist and parts therapist. And what happens if you are a person who hypnotizes people to somnambulism, does covert testing, and then does overt testing, which are convincers, does good age regression and parts therapy, is able to differentiate between primary and secondary gain, you reach that and you are in the top 1% of all hypnotists and hypnotherapists in the world. And that's how you become a 1%.
I was just wondering if that's where we were going with that. That's what the 1%er means.
That's right.
Got it. You have what we're calling, and you're calling, the Week of Power Advanced Hypnotherapy Certification Course, which is coming up at the NGH convention. And I know that Seventh Path Self-Hypnosis is going to be included in the certification course for the first time, right?
I'm so excited about that. It's something that, in my opinion, has really been missing from the longer trainings that I've been doing at the convention. I haven't talked about Seventh Path, but imagine if there was a system where you could do what I was talking about in the privacy of your own mind. Some clients don't want to go where I was talking about, at least not with another living person. What if you could teach them a system of self-hypnosis where they could go home and do it themselves? What about the hypnotherapist that doesn't have someone to go to in their town? They can learn 7-Path self-hypnosis and work on themselves. And it's a mind-body-spirit approach so that you integrate your own spirituality or higher power or church, your belief system into the process, which makes it even more powerful. And lastly, if you are seeing a client for 5-Path, if you also take a few minutes to teach them this very special kind of self-hypnosis, then they can do that in between the sessions. It greatly empowers the work that you're doing with them one-on-one. And when a client invests time and effort into the therapeutic process, study after study after study will show you that their results are going to be better than the ones that don't.
That is so special, and I'm intrigued by the fact that the seventh path actually takes people into their own transformation.
It is so amazing. We've heard of so many emotional healings. We've heard about transformations in behavior. Yes, you can stop smoking. You can lose weight. You can do these things. And also, you gain insight just like you would in 5-Path. It's quite possible that these kinds of things can clear up on their own. Now, of course, the best thing is to do 5-Path and 7-Path together.
Now, how is this going to work? I know the dates are August, and actually I'll say the days, Tuesday through Thursday, August 8th through 10th, and then again Monday through Thursday, August 14 to 17. Explain to us how that's going to come together.
What we're going to do is we're going to spend at least the first half of the first day, and we're going to talk, make sure everybody's got their rudimentary skills together, make sure everybody knows how to hypnotize to somnambulism. And then we're going to start moving through these different phases, And after I've made sure that everyone can hypnotize and do that kind of work, then we're going to simultaneously teach you 5-path and 7-path together so that you see how they interrelate. You can't teach 7-path without 5-path. And what's going to happen is everybody is going to learn how to do it on themselves, and I will model their role as the teacher in the classroom. And this is going to be a very exciting and transformational experience for everyone involved in the class.
I'm so excited about what's going to be happening here. When people leave, having been through this entire certification course with you, what are they going to be able to do?
They're going to be able to work with a broader number of issues than ever before. They're going to be able to do it with a kind of confidence and skill that they haven't had before. And if they go to the course, they take the exam, yes, there's an exam, they have to have some quality assurance here, they're going to get lots of support also. There's going to be email group, telephone support from me, extensive selection of optional materials. We're going to be there. My favorite saying is that our success comes from your success, and they're going to be able to be more successful as hypnotherapists, and we're going to be there with them after the class.
Okay. We have some people on the line. I'd like you to introduce them as we go, and I'm going to open up the line. But before we go there, is anyone that's on? No, let's go there first, actually. Let's introduce some of our guests, because they've studied with you, and they are really tuned in to what you've been doing. And I think it would be really, really good for some sharing about what their experiences have been. Don't you agree?
I'd love to hear their feedback on the course and their experiences afterwards. Yes.
So I'm going to open up the line so they can come on board. Actually, I think I've already got them on the moderator line, so see if they speak back. I'm going to let you introduce them.
Well, let's see. I'm not sure who is all there. I believe we have, let me start off with Celeste Hackett. She's a graduate, and she's rather new to 5-Path, and I think she's someone that the listeners could relate to.
Celeste, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and my phone is beeping. My battery's low, so if I cut off, I'm sorry. I'll have to go get the cell phone and call. But, I love 5-Path. Is there anything specific you want me to answer?
I'd like to know the differences made in your life, specifically personally, and perhaps your practice, your practitioner, your hypnotism practice.
Where do I start? For one thing, I've taken other courses, and this is something that Cal doesn't really mention that much, but I really want to express, is the ongoing support and encouragement in the 5-Path group. The other 5-Pathers are all gung-ho. We all help each other. There's a message board that's really, really active. So once you learn the techniques, you're not just left on your own, which is so wonderful. I know anytime I have a problem or a question, I know exactly where to go, and I always, always get help. There's even a study group now that I've started, and ongoing optional information that you can purchase and that you can just use.
Oh,
that's one of the things that I like. So so because of all of the support and, of course, the course itself and Cal's willingness to share everything that he's learned, I just have so much more confidence, and I am willing and ready to work with just about any issue that's anybody that's rung my phone with anything. I've just said, yeah, I can help you with that, and I don't hesitate at all. I just go right to work on whatever it is. And I started my practice on the first of the year. I'm already in the black. Last month I made $3,000, which is pretty good, you know, for just starting on the first of the year.
Oh, yeah.
I work out of my home in an apartment. But, you know, pretty soon I see myself working in getting my own office and doing it outside of the apartment. But because of Cal and also Maureen, Cal's wife, I've just been able to have a business that works, that thrives, and I think my future is very rosy, and I'm looking forward to see just how far I can go, and I really appreciate everything that Cal and Maureen have done.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful. Let me remind everybody at the end of today's call, be sure to go to nghmember.com, nghmember.com, and when you get there, you'll see a link that says CEUs. Click on the CEU link, and you'll go down to where it says the Cal Banyan link. Click on that so that you can get your continuing education units for tonight. That'll take you to a question about what on tonight's call was really sort of important for you to hear. Cal, introduce somebody else to us.
Susan Just, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Let me introduce Susan. She is someone who's gone through our internship program and then worked at our center and is now a trainer.
Yep.
Susan,
just to give you some of my background, when I came to Cal, my background was business, and I worked in the marketing and dot-com world. And so coming into taking the certification, I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into. And I also really didn't know all the differences between the different types of hypnotherapy, the fact that it was an advanced hypnotherapeutic practice process. That kind of stuff went over my head. But now I'm actually pinching myself that I was guided to one of the best and also a great process. In the business industry, process is very important because process equates dollars, time, scope, all of that. And what Cal's created is an effective mechanism not only for the hypnotherapist but for the clients as well. And so by having the honor of going through his certification class, by also being an intern, by being taught by him to be a C5 so that I can actually train other people to do 5-Path, but also the 7-Path is really the gem of the process that he teaches. I received the Ultimates in January, and since then my business has been going gangbusters. I think since January 1st, I've had over 150 sessions. It's astonishing. I am hiring some part-time hypnotherapists, and I'm also the Minnesota president of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists chapter in this area. There's so many things that are happening. I've been doing past life regression classes through the Learning Annex. And I'll be teaching some certification courses at the end of January, the last 2 weeks of January, or actually last 2 weeks of June, the last week of August, and the beginning week of September, and then also some dates in October and December.
Off to a great start.
I know, and you know what? I credit you, Cal, and Maureen. And so one of the things that I know with 5-Path is that it helps in so many ways. I think it's a blessing, and so I guess that's just the beginning of it.
Thanks so much for sharing. I really appreciate that, and congratulations to you.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Cal, go to somebody else.
I'd like to introduce Terry Gurley. If she's there, Terry, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, good. Terry's got a really strong background also in our 7-Path in addition to 5-Path. I know she does a lot of classes and stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about what 5-Path and 7-Path has done for you and your career?
Well, 5-Path makes doing hypnotherapy easy, and I don't mean that the work is easy. I mean because of the system that Cal created, it enables us to work with anybody on any issue, no matter how intense, no matter how deep, and we can just use the system that we all know so well from his training and just use it and create incredible healing for these people, which is just unbelievable. I mean, the testimonies are literally unbelievable. 7-Path is another gift. It is, like he said, a mind, body, spirit. There is nothing like it on the planet as far as hypnosis. And I tell all my clients, and I teach a lot of 7-Path. I practice it daily. I teach it as often as I can. And for the most part, it blows people away because it's a whole different level of self-hypnosis. And I tell people, you know, I've done other self-hypnosis. I've learned a few others before I met Cal and did this program, but nothing compares to 7-Path. The depth, the intensity, I think what it can accomplish with people's, because one of the things I say about Seventh Path that makes it so unique and so special and so powerful is because people bring in their higher power, however they define that.
Right.
And that is an incredible thing.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Terry, for being on tonight.
We got time for one more, Cal.
Let me get to, I have a Roberta. She's been doing Five Path and Seven Path for a long time.
Hi.
Hi, Roberta.
Hello. I've been full-time doing Five Path and Seventh Path for, guess what? So 3 years today was graduation day, Cal.
Well, congratulations.
And so now with five sessions being the average and well over 200 clients, I'm into well over 1,000 client sessions now. So I've had a wealth of experience, and along with the help from Cal and Maureen and the Five Path Board, it's an ongoing process. What I like so much about it is that it is a process and that I never have to worry what I'm going to do with a client when they call. The process is the same. The process works like the weed in your yard. You know, many times with basic techniques, we just cut the top off, and the root system is there, and it grows back again. With Five Path, it allows us to find the root cause, neutralize and defuse it, thereby making the change a much more permanent change in a client's life. So that's what I like about it. And the reliability of the process has now taken me to levels that people in my community are recognizing. I guess I was kind of tested out by some, I'm an adjunct professor at the community college teaching, just introducing hypnosis to the allied health departments. And one of the psychotherapists there, who is the professor, has sent several clients to me, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know he did that, to test me out. Mm. And now I have developed a relationship with the psychotherapist, and we're probably going to be doing some work together. So because of the reliability of this system and that it is proven and that it works, it has taken my business to a place that is just wonderful, and it keeps on getting better. As far as Seventh Path, personally, it has really profoundly changed my life from the first day I learned it. I used to be a very high-strung, type A, just off the wall, kind of, you know, I was always going. And I still have that energy. However, I've learned to channel it, and I've learned to balance my life and become a much more positive person. And my family has noticed it so much. They say to me, where is that old Roberta? Not that we want her back, but it's been a wonderful positive change that people notice. And that's what Seventh Path brings to this whole process. And when you help your clients with Five Path and integrate Seventh Path into the process with it, then it really makes a really profound change. So I couldn't recommend it more highly than there's so many good things out there, but this is, in my opinion, the top of the line.
Is it okay if I interject really quickly on what Roberta is saying? This is Susan. Seventh Path, I have to say, whenever I get a client, I always include Seventh Path in there for just reasons that Roberta is talking about and also Cal was mentioning earlier. It makes the process, it makes Five Paths even more easy to accomplish. And also, the person leaves the first session thinking they're getting so much and they're so amazed at how much they're getting for how little they're actually paying. And I also, you know, one of the things I found with Seventh Path is that I really feel like I'm the calm in the center of the storm or in the center of a hurricane, but the wall clouds are miles and miles away. And it's amazing the calm that it contributes to life, work, spirit, play, all of that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me ask you, as we come to the end of the call, what you would like to share with both the audience that's on the call and those who are going to be listening on to it by way of audio and podcast for the next several weeks. What's the most important aspect that you want to leave them with tonight in terms of how they can improve their life, help their life, and move forward in their practice?
You know, when I first decided to go into psychology, because that's my background, a master's degree, I wanted to help people, and I wanted to see results every day. And that's why I turned from talk therapy to hypnosis. I wanted to see results every day. There's nothing like that, going to work and seeing results every day. And when you turn to 5-path and 7-path, that's what you get. You get results every day, and you go home feeling good and knowing that you've got the capacity, skills, and ability to do the same thing each day that you're at work.
Well, I sure do thank you for being on the call tonight, Cal, and all of those of you participated. And there were others standing by, and we hit the top of the hour. We'll be having regular calls. We'll also make sure the phone number is corrected on the website so that nobody will miss them. Because of the recording, everybody will have access to call. Anyway, I want to remind everybody, please go to www.nghmember.com, nghmember.com. And when you get there, hit where it says link CEU. And when you click on that, it'll take you to a place where you can give your opinion, give your thoughts as to exactly what you learned on tonight's call.
Awesome. Is that where they're going to learn how to get the bonus for being here tonight?
Man, I'm glad you said that.
I'm the man.
Because share with everybody that's on the call, because that's how they're going to get the bonus.
Uh-huh.
By going there, and the question they're going to answer is, what was the info most useful to you from the June 1st teleseminar? And you're going to place, you're going to fill in the answer, put in your email address and your name, and then press submit. Now, when you press submit, you're going to get an answer back. And in that answer back, there's a surprise bonus. And, Cal, tell us about that.
Then it won't be a surprise.
Then tell us about it so it won't be a surprise, so they'll be looking forward to it.
Okay. What I did is one of the things we do to support our graduates, we have a Banyan Online Supervision Meeting series, and I took, I think it's volume number 6 out of that series. It's called How to Do Direct Suggestion Hypnosis Right. And we've put that online with a special link. It's going to be good for a couple of weeks, however long Allison wants to offer this bonus. And it'll be available. You can hear that information online. It's equivalent to 2 CDs. We sell them all the time for $29.95. It's a real valuable thing that you can listen to. You can take some notes, and you can use what's on there right away in your next session.
Fantastic. Cool. Are they going to be able to download it, or is it going to be streaming audio?
It's streaming audio. Real easy.
Okay, so you'll click on the link, or go to the link that's in the autoresponder that we're going to be sending to you right after you give us your information to get credit for your continuing education units. Once again, nghmember.com. And when you get there, click on the link that says CEUs, and then go to the one for Cal Banyan and answer the question, what was the info most useful to you from the Thursday, June 1st, 2006 teleseminar, and give us your email address and your name so we can send that link for the bonus right over to you. And we really appreciate all of you being with us tonight. And also check out the information about Cal and Cal's course that is both pre- and post-convention that's coming up. And there's a link on that same autoresponder that you can go get much more information. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Cal. A great opportunity to hear you and learn so much more about what you're doing with this awesome 5-path and 7-path training you've been doing. And it's so great to hear the incredible, wonderful results that your students are having out there.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. I'm so proud to be a part of it. Thank you, Elsom. Thank you, NGH. Thank you, everyone that called. Thank you, grads.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.